The CDC Data Modernization Initiative, or DMI, is a multi-year, multi-billion dollar effort to modernize data across the federal and state public health landscape. The ultimate goal of DMI is to get better, faster, actionable insights for decision-making at all levels of public health. NCHS is fully engaged in this initiative. One major activity NCHS has a leadership role in is the Vital Statistics Modernization Community of Practice, which is a virtual forum for sharing ideas, technical tools, resources, and promising practices to improve birth and death data. This initiative is targeted towards all jurisdictions and partners interested in modernizing the vital records system at any level of experience. This diverse and growing community is designed to bring together state vital records offices, medical examiners and coroners, hospitals and healthcare organizations, state and national organizations of medical examiners and coroners and vital records, those working with public health surveillance systems that interoperate with vital records, such as cancer registries, and IT vendors and informatics consultants working with electronic health records, electronic death registration systems, medical examiners and coroners case management systems, and electronic birth registration systems. Grounded in experience and based on strategies that have already proven successful, the community focuses its guiding principles on six main building blocks for modernization: connection, innovation, guidance, sharing, policy, and vision. Stay tuned for more future updates on NCHS's DMI activities. On the first day of December, new data on health insurance coverage from the National Health Interview Survey was released. From January through June 2022, 27.4 million people of all ages, or 8.3% of the country, were uninsured. Another report in early December focused on twin births in the U.S. The report shows the number of twin births fell by 7% from 2019 to 2020, compared with a 3% decline in the number of single births. The twin birth rate declined by 3%. However, from 20 to 21, the total number of twin births rose by 2%. Another illustration of significant data changes during the first year of the pandemic. On December 8th, NCHS released two reports featuring data from the 2020 National Post-Acute and Long-Term Care Study. One report looked at participants in nonprofit adult daycare centers versus those in centers for profit. This report also documented that there were 11,719 COVID-19 cases among participants in these centers from January 2020 through July 2021. 31% of these cases, or 3,246 participants, resulted in hospitalization, and 14%, or 1,522, resulted in a death. The other report looked at residential care community residents. In 2020, a greater percentage of residents in residential care communities with 26 beds or more were aged 85 or over, compared with smaller communities. The presence of selected medical conditions among these participants, including Alzheimer's disease and heart disease, varied by community size. On December 14th, NCHS released the first analysis of death certificates in the United States for the condition known as long COVID. The analysis identified 4,055 deaths in the United States from January 1st, 2020 through June 30th, 2022 that mentioned long COVID key terms and coded to U07.1, which is the ICD-10 code used for tracking COVID-19 deaths. The percent of COVID-19 deaths with long COVID peaked in June 2021 at 1.2% and then again in April 2022 at 3.8%. The death rate for long COVID was 6.3 deaths per million population for the 12-month period ending in June 2022. The long COVID death rate from July 1st, 2021 through June 30th, 2022 was highest among people age 85 and over, and also among non-Hispanic American Indian or Alaskan Native people. Non-Hispanic Asian people had the lowest death rates, and males had higher death rates than females. The pediatric growth charts for the United States were originally developed in 1977 by NCHS. NCHS and CDC updated the charts in 2000, and they have been a key tool ever since in tracking children and adolescents' height and weight over the decades. The charts feature sloped curves or percentiles for parents and pediatricians to plot children's growth. With severe obesity among children more than five times as prevalent now compared with the early 1970s, NCHS and CDC set out to modify the existing body mass index charts. This allows for parents and clinicians to more accurately plot growth trends among those with the highest level of obesity, in other words, those whose BMI is above the 95th percentile in weight for height. On December 15th, NCHS unveiled these changes to the existing growth charts in a new report. Note that the remaining BMI charts for under the 95th percentile remain unchanged. NCHS wrapped up 2022 with the release of final death data for 2021. Though much of these data have already been released in provisional or preliminary form, the new report released on December 22nd shows life expectancy for the U.S. adjusted up to 76.4 years in 2021, which is slightly higher than last summer's preliminary estimate, but still 0.6 years lower than in 2020. Reflecting the continued impact of COVID-19 on longevity in the U.S. Another factor in declining life expectancy is the multi-decade rise in drug overdose deaths in the country. There were 106,700 drug overdose deaths according to final data in 2021, a rate of 32.4 deaths per 100,000 population. The rate of deaths involving synthetic opioids, mainly fentanyl, increased 22% from 2020 to 2021.